never be the same.
Don't you know your life will turn around?
Resurrection power is here to take you to a higher ground.
Good morning and welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuza, Senior Pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations. We are located at 6605 Resurrection Way, Union City, Georgia, 30291. My name is Maya House and I am so excited to be here with you this morning. Hey, did you know that you can follow us on Facebook or subscribe to our YouTube channel and you could watch our services live? Right now, we're having services on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. So we look forward to you joining us online. With all that is going on in the world today and everything that we see on the news, we are very much aware of the events that are happening. But do we understand what's really happening in the spirit? Today, Apostle begins a message on understanding the times. Let's listen in.
I have really labored in prayer to know what to do or to say concerning all the craziness going on in America. Now you know that we are not herdish, meaning we don't go with the crowd. Every leader of every category and caliber has had statements. I didn't make any statement. Why? If God hasn't spoken to me, I have nothing to say. My ministry did not originate from people. Neither do I operate by what people think. I have only one Lord. I remember when the earthquake happened in Haiti, and I was under a lot of pressure. People, members of the church, you know, Pastor, we need to do something. We need to do something. I said, well, God hasn't told me to do anything. I said, I don't engage in religious activity because God taught me that activity is not motion. Just because you are doing something does not mean that in the eternal scheme of things. Remember that every man's work will be tried by God's fire. And he said, if what you have done, it may be so pleasing to men and you get great accolades, but when God's fire goes through it, he said it will burn up if it didn't come from God. He says that the man will be saved, but he will look like somebody that just came through a fire. Not a pretty picture. But because our generation does not pay attention to the scriptures, we go with whatever that's on. And everybody just saying stuff just to look good. Amen. Or just to fit in. Amen. I'm not in the number. Hallelujah. Anyway. And they kept making noise. We need to do something. We don't, you know, because the attitude is you don't have to pray about that. You see a need, you just go into it. I said, that may be true for you as an individual. But this is a ministry called of God. And every decision we make affects destinies. All right, he said, for me to help you understand it. If I initiate a fundraising program for Haiti, and God didn't say to do it, and you religiously give to it because it's a need, and then when you get there, he tells you, I didn't want you to do this. It's just like Jimmy Swaggart saying he was shipping loads of food overseas, and he knew that God left it. But because he had so much money, he kept doing it. And one day it was like a huge snake came in a dream and swallowed him. Because he had money, he just kept doing something that God didn't want him to do. And then shortly after that, the whole ministry collapsed. But God's people don't understand these things. So I want you to hear me carefully. I'm already, I can see I'm going to have a solemn morning the way you guys are tense and watching everyone. Anyway, so what happened? One day, I went to my office and I was just looking through mail. And I saw a mail from James Roberts' ministry, this Life Outreach. And I opened it, and they were saying that it's not just the earthquake in Haiti that's the issue, but there's no clean drinking water. The people are dying of cholera and all these terrible things happening. Because usually when things happen, there's a deluge. And then after a few days, everybody goes home. It's not even on the news anymore. And yet the place hasn't even started recovering. He said now, they're encouraging churches to pay for a well for $4,800. As soon as I read it, the Lord said to me, dig a well in Haiti. I said, now I'm on. I called the money man. I said, bring me a check for $5,000. That's the figure. The paper said $4,800, but this said $5,000. I said, bring me a check for $5,000 for Haiti. Mark it Haiti. So he brought it to James Robinson's ministry, assigned it, and sent it off. And then 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from the staff here at the church. At that time, my office was on Mali Drive. Said, now, there's a white guy out front here crying. I said, what is he crying about? He said, he wants to replace the roof of the church. I said, really? At that time, we had all kinds of leaks. And every company we invited to give us a quote, it's like they had a meeting. Each one that came out gave us a quote for $150,000. Uh-huh. I like to mention those figures because many of us have been so used to hungry hallelujah for years. We don't know that excellent things cost money. You will have all this good music, if not that we have good equipment. Don't have high definition cameras. You don't pick them up from the pawn shop. We actually flew to Las Vegas and went to NAB convention. When Panasonic was one of the first pioneers for HD cameras. And we chose that one. These things cost money. But I felt that the time has come for African Americans to experience the best. Amen. You should not be using tired stuff. Amen. Testing, testing. We left that years ago. You know this one works. So, we tried four different companies and they all came back with $150,000. So I just left it alone. It's not that we didn't have the money, I just didn't feel the release from God to do that. So now, after I sold the seed, as the Lord commanded, this guy comes out here and ask the person, do you all need a roof? The staff said, oh, yes. And the guy started crying. So I asked them to ask him, what are you crying about? He said, I've been in the roofing business for years, and I've never done a church. And I'm sick, and I'm about to shut my business down. And I prayed to God that before I retire, Lord, give me a chance to do a church. Hey, where do you find such stories in America? That's why I ignore people when they're making noise. I says, I live in a realm. Your mama didn't know. Your daddy didn't know. That's why God sent you here to learn something new. And the guy said, listen, come on, I'll take you to the roofing store. He took us there. We paid for all the materials. He brought out his crew, and they replaced the entire church roof for $60-something thousand dollars. That was a $90,000 breakthrough. Hallelujah. So when things are happening, I don't care who is doing what. I don't care who's saying what. If emotions and anger and zeal were solutions, the world will be different. Amen. Satan is the orchestrator of all this confusion. Yes. Amen. Racism is taught. Amen. It's parents that taught their children who to relate to and who not to relate to. And if the church had done her job to preach the true gospel, there'd be no racism in church. Amen. Look at us this morning. Do you see any white person except one over there? And that is by special, like Nigerians say, by the special grace of God. Amen. They say that Sunday morning is the most segregated time in America. Amen. Why is that? You hardly find any, let me put it this way. What you generally find is a Caucasian pastor with African Americans in the congregation. Right. It's a rarity for you to find an African American pastor with a sizable Caucasian membership. Amen. Why is that? You see? I remember the coach that did Promise Keepers. And then when he started dealing with racial equality, Promise Keepers fell apart. All the big money donors pulled back. So if there's any need for repentance, the church is the first one. Because all these people, you have to know that you have a devil to put your knee on somebody's neck and they're telling you they can't breathe and you leave it there. It's because you don't consider them a human being. But my point to you is, if I come here and fill you with bitterness, then what have I accomplished? That's why I don't get involved in all of that. Because, as the scriptures will show you in a minute, these are the things that God, thousands of years ago, told us what happened in these last days. I told you that COVID is just the start. I told you that there will be many more things. Do you know? I'm amazed at the naivety of God's people. That people believe that all this thing that's happening now, the demonstrations, it's happening globally. And you believe that that's really going to change something and make the world a better place. When the Bible tells you that things will get worse and worse.
Amen. You don't want to miss tomorrow's message. This word is very important because we can bang our heads against the wall. We can get angry. We can shout and do all of this stuff. But what is God really saying? Stay tuned tomorrow. Don't miss it. This has been the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuza. Be blessed.